Well, good morning, everybody. We did a video yesterday on the interest rates, and we had a lot of responses and a lot of questions. And so we do a little follow-up today, and I have the man with the ear to the ground, Brent Roberts, tell us what's happening on the ground. I mean, I talked about the fact that was my feeling that buyers are not rushing out. And maybe the feeling that if you renew your mortgage, you still might have to pay more than you did, say, 4 or 5 years ago. And so anything happening in the marketplace, do you find that buyers all of a sudden run your door in, or what's happening?
Well, not yet, Ozzy. I mean, you know, there's still a lack of confidence out there and some uncertainty for sure. You know, and it's not going to be, you know, the first three rate cuts of 0.25%. They didn't really stir up anything. As a matter of fact, prices have been coming down, as you and I've previously spoken of. And this new rate cut, you know, it's showing a lack of confidence from the government, actually, you know, and a little bit of fear. So they're in a position where, you know, they've miscalculated how long to, you know, I remember TIFF before when the rates were really low. They've lowered the rates so high, so much. And they said, don't worry, with confidence, we'll be able to keep these rates low for a long time. So if you're out there buying real estate or a business, do it with confidence, because we'll keep the rates low for a long time. 8 months later, they started raising them 8 times, as you know, and they really killed the marketplace. We've had such government interference that, you know, with interest rates and with stimulation and everything else, we've seen a $500,000-$600,000 swing price weight range in the Fraser Valley, you know, over those couple of years. And that's ridiculous. That's just, you know, people that bought.
Yeah, up first and then down.
I mean,
March 2022, you're not going to get that price.
Well, and that's what you said when you said, hey, you know, we're at the peak, we're at the pinnacle, this is the highest it's going to get. And then prices dropped 500, you know, they overdropped as well. It was a pendulum. They went up way too high and then they fell drastically. We've recovered some of that market, but prices are dropping right now. And, you know, with this new 0.5%, this jumbo cut, basically, you know, it's the government saying, hey, you know, we're in trouble here. And they're saying that they're still going to be dropping rates again. So people are on a wait see kind of a strategy.
Well, I think you're making a point that eludes a lot of people. Like, they're saying, well, in December, we're going to get another 0.5%. If we do get another 0.5% in December, that means the government knows things that you and I don't. They see all the unemployment numbers. They see how many people go to unemployment insurance. They see the companies that lay off people. They see the economy, and that's what they react to, right? So to go down 1.25% in 4 months, and then in 5 months go down, you know, 1.75. That's a major shift, right? In what you're trying to do is stimulate the economy. It's actually more worrisome. There's very few people. Get that, and you because you're seeing it all the time in the marketplace. What happened in Surrey, for instance? Yeah, I said the high is in place, and the average price for a single family home in Surrey had gone from $1.1 million to $1.9 million in 3 years.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's, we're talking an average house. We're not talking a man. What is an average? I mean, we're talking any piece of junk, right?
Right.
Normal house. What is it? $2.5 million or $3 million? I said that's it. The high is in place. Now, we went from that $1.9 million to $1.3 million by December 2022. As you said, we overshot on the down target.
Right.
And since then, with some up and downs, we're at about just under $1.6 million. Well, about 320,000 below where we were at the high.
Right.
So that's the point I tried to make on my Ozbuzz newsletter, you know, that this is a different kind of a market. Then we were all mad getting into the market. Now we're all, and maybe the buyer should be out now. You know, I get some deals out there that'll blow your mind in terms of what a developer will offer you right now. You know, really, you could go and buy a condo and get a car. I'm not saying you will, but you could ask for it, and you might be surprised in terms of what's available.
There's some definite incentives right now for developers are doing. They're running short of what they need to have to process to get the building going, or they've got stuck with so many units left over, and they're offering some really amazing incentives. Like you say, a car, great realtor bonuses, great discounts for the owners, you know, so there's some real good opportunities. You know, just talking about what you were mentioning earlier about this, you know, this swing, As a matter of fact, when we went from 1.9 to 1.3, if you do the calculation, that's a 33% drop in price. The last time we had that, it was 1979 to 81, when that all the world markets were in real trouble. And that destroyed the economy out here in British Columbia for a decade. We're lucky that we didn't have that and a long-term thing. It was a very quick swing. But I mean, when you're seeing people paying X amounts of dollars, that's wiping out generations of people, really, right? And, you know, we're now in a situation where people are scared. There's, you know, the government right now, first of all, unemployment is really high, you know, compared to the Americans, right? And supposed to go higher, yeah. Right? And then, so the businesses aren't out there with confidence. They're not spending money on their businesses or expanding right now. They're not hiring, so jobs are down. You know, and when there's a lack of confidence out there, the government is now, our Canadian government is now lowering rates, trying to get it re-stimulated, because they've overshot again. They've miscalculated that, hey, we kept the interest rates high for a long time. They should have started dropping them a lot earlier than they did. And so they're using us kind of as guinea pigs, and we're playing the role, and we're muddling through this right now, I suppose.
Well, in a way, the realtors always reflect the market. You know, all people saying realtors are making the market. No, if I put you in my car and I show you three houses, and then in the evening you say, I'd like to see one again, and I say, I'm sorry, they're all three sold, I've just deflected the market. Or right. If I say, you know, I show you three houses, and the next day say, I have another 11, you'd like to see them, right? Then that also reflects the market. Either one, the buyer is motivated either negatively or positively. And that's why I say there's a rational market. This is what it should do. It's better now to buy. It's cheaper to buy. The rates are better. There's more choice. That's what we should do. But the psychology in the market is different. Everybody goes to work and they're saying, you know, it's strange out there. Jesus, in unemployment is 6.5%. Maybe it's going to go to 7%. And what's happening with fixed rate? That's why yesterday I made the point on the difference in the rates. You know, in the United States, they only have a 30-year term. We don't have that. We have 30-year amortization, meaning they let us make the payments based on paying the mortgage back over 30 years. But in 5 years or 3 years or whatever the term is, doesn't go beyond 5 years, right? So our mortgages are much more likely to fluctuate. And now I've got all these decisions to make, and the decisions make a difference in my monthly payment. In the US, though, surprisingly, the 30-year mortgage rate was below 6% 2 weeks ago, and then this week it's up to 6.8, a full percent for 30 years. Now, what's going to happen to the market there? Why are they doing it? Well, hey. The picture there is totally different. It's going the other way. It's going up, as we have at least the official rates. Canada's going down. The U.S. is going up. In addition to that, we have an election, a lot of these things going on. And so the fixed rate, as this added to the bond market, they're depending on. And the bond investor looks at all this and he says, hey, you know, inflation is coming back. And what we talked about last week, we talked about the settlements, 60%. You know that the Boeing workers just refused the 36% increase with a $7,000 bonus. I mean, you know, we're talking 10% annualized in all of this. That's all inflationary when you have all that. So that's in the States. So here, you're working in Surrey. And what we talked about, the 1.9 million, that was a Surrey-specific area. The rest of Vancouver, we went from about 2.2 million average to 1.85. It's also a substantial drop, and now we're back to that 2.2.
Well, you're right, and it's a tale of two towns, like you say, because the Americans, look at our Canadian dollar. Our Canadian dollar is getting hammered, and it has been for a few weeks. There's no lag, you know, we're not doing well in that respect. Americans are doing well. We're going the other way. You know, we've had a lot of mishandling out there, and I'm not saying I could have done a better job, but I could have done a better job. Anyway,
done a better job if you subscribe to my newsletter, because I always said the U.S. dollar is going to be higher, and we are married to oil. We are married to oil. We are a petrocurrency, and our oil has gone down to in the 70s. You know, then there's a little war pending. We go up a little bit, but we've gone down. Now we lowered interest rates as opposed to the U.S., and so you know. The dollar's at around the 72 cent level again.
Right? Well, and you're definitely right. One of the things I've been doing for years is following you, and I've always appreciated your insights, because you do a lot of homework, you do a lot of study, you've got the ear of all these leaders in the communities and around the world, and that makes a big difference. So your insights are brilliant and very powerful. You know, talking about a local deal, for example, so we wrote an offer on a condo, and we presented an offer, and of course the guy said, no, we're not interested in it. So a condo sold, and it sold for X amount of dollars. Well, we the building, so we put an offer in on a smaller unit, a little bit smaller, and it needed more renovations than the other one did. So these people are asking for more money than the previous one just sold for weeks ago. So anyways, I went to him yesterday and said, hey, are your people more serious now? And he said, well, you know, with the interest rate drops, you know, we're expecting, you better hurry, because if you don't get involved. And I'm thinking, hang on, what a misguidance. And no disrespect to the realtor, but what misguidance. You know, I mean, anybody can believe anything they want, but you've got an empty unit. You know, the people are paying for their mortgage, probably their condo fees, their taxes, their insurance. The place is empty, and they're trying to get more money. So our buyers are sophisticated. Buyers are sophisticated right now. You know, so there's a difference, isn't there, between, you know, this guy needs this much money to sell, and this person's only willing to pay this much money. So it's a little difficult to put these deals together. But when something just sold 2 weeks earlier, and it was bigger, and it was better, and they're asking less money, or their motivation was greater, or they're more realistic, you know. And then when the realtor says, oh, by the way, the rates went down. Well, actually, they didn't. The variable rate went down, and a fixed rate is exactly the same way. And that's what you spoke of yesterday. The fixed rates didn't change one bit. They've already factored that in. So nothing changed yesterday except for the variable rate.
Fixed rate could well go up, provided we have to take a look at our bond rates, because that's where the banks get the money to give a fixed rate. They get it from the bond market in Canada, just like in the US. Now, the crazy thing is the interest rates are down all over the world, whether you're in Germany or whether you're going into England. This massive, massive, almost collusion of all the central banks to bring the inflation rate down has worked. I mean, they all together went up like in tandem, you know, like 4, 5, 6 increases. Now they're at where they're going all together down, and hopefully nobody gets hurt. The thing is that markets will always go up and down. Right now, maybe sales are down about 25% over last year. And I know in Surrey, the condo volume of listings is up 45%. So, you know, that's for sure. And now your job is to get or any realtor's job is to understand that 75% of them are still selling. Right. So your job is to be leveling with the owner and saying, listen, if you want to sell them, there's certain things we can do. You know, first of all, you've got to clean it up, put up all your good stuff away, and understand the idea of staging. It's funny, I hired a stager once for a house, a big house I had in Coquitlam, 5,500 square feet, and we wanted to sell. The stager came in and says, you need to paint the front door red, and then you have to take all your little gifs you have on your fridge and all your stuff. Yeah, but I said, that's nice. No, she says, that's nice to you. And she was being polite. It's nice to me. But the buyer wants to put their little stuff there. So we cleaned it all up. We painted, believe it or not, the front door red and all the stuff she did. Then when it was finished, I said to my wife, this is actually a very nice house. We stayed another year. Well, the point is, you know, there are people that are experts. So when you talk to a realtor, he says, look, you know, your house really looks dated, you know. If you did some changes and maybe put some lights at night along the driveway or whatever the tricks of the trade are, we used to put cinnamon sticks in the stove and on the heat so that have a nice, particularly at Christmas time. The point is, you got to do everything to get it to understand things are selling.
Right.
The question why your house isn't selling is entirely up between you and me. We got to do stuff, and price is not everything, because sometimes you can reduce the price forever, but people drive by and they don't like the looks of it. It's over, right? So that's why you need a professional realtor in this market. Now, one other thing is, yesterday I talked about all the taxes that we have to pay.
Right.
I got several emails saying, I don't even know some of these taxes. And I said, that's really funny, because it's true. We are so overtaxed, we don't know what it is. And the question I got was on the UST, which is a vacant, underused property tax. I said, what the hell is an underused property tax? Well, it's like a vacant home tax, only it's meant for foreigners. And there have to be 1% tax on anything that's vacant or underused. Now, you think that's a joke, right? Listen, I can go to Palm Springs and buy a condo. I'm not being charged underused. In fact, I keep it empty on purpose because I go there, you know.
I don't want to rent it out.
But no, we are saying to them, you want to be in Canada, wonderful Canada, you got to pay the tax. Now, this was such a misunderstood tax. They postponed it 2 or 3 times. So the question was, I said yesterday, that it also applies to some Canadians. And I got to at least just 2 emails saying that that is totally wrong. No, it isn't. In fact, the tax applies to some Canadians in the partnership as a trustee and in some of the corporations. So if you hold any property in Canada as a partner or as what I just mentioned, a trustee or so on, or inside a corporation, you must declare on the UST. And if you don't, Brent, penalties are ridiculous, $10,000s. So
it's ridiculous.
People don't even know what it is. The other question I got is, as I said, that the foreign buyers tax is gone, and now we are no longer allowed to buy. And somebody wrote me, no, that's finished the end of this year. And he was right. It was originally 2 years, and that's the end of this year. But they voted to extend it another 2 years.
Exactly right.
So now it's going to be January 2027. So no foreigners buying is any relief. And then finally, people don't understand BC speculation tax. And, you know, when you look at all this, how little understanding there is until you're the one who has to pay the tax.
Well, you know, I remember when the NDP originally put in the property purchase tax, right? And the Liberals were completely against it. And then the Liberals got into power. So, of course, you know, we meet with the Liberal finance minister. And we say, now that you're in, what are you going to do? And he says, well, come on, we're addicted to this. It's $1 billion a year. Right now, it's $2 billion a year. That's just for property purchase tax. You know, and my dad always says, you know, the government needs money and they know who has it. And I'm pointing at you, Ozzy. I'm pointing at everybody. Everybody here is being penalized. You know, they're taxing, you know, the Beatles song about the tax man. I mean, they're taxing every aspect. I mean, the Beatles didn't even have it together. This government of ours locally has figured out different ways to tax us to death. And you know, there was rich people that owned condos in Vancouver, you know, and they would come out here and stimulate the economy when they visited. And now they sold their properties because they're getting charged for underutilized or vacancy or, you know, and they're being penalized for ownership.
The UST, that's a federal thing, that's only 1%. The BC, the Vancouver vacant home tax is 3%. I mean, you know, you have, and if the average price is $2 million, we're looking at $60,000 just for any old shack in Vancouver that you're not using, right? And yeah. The point is, we can always argue what's good tax and what's bad tax, and taxes are with us. But the point is, that's why our real estate is expensive. It's taxes, it's the cost, it's the charges we have, we're laying over anybody. I mean, to get a building permit to build a laneway home, everybody says, build a laneway home. Well, it costs you $60,000 to get the building permit, right?
Right.
And then I lose my deductibility on my capital gains free residence, right? Because I'm now getting income from a property that takes 30% of the rent. And the point is, all of a sudden I'm saying, I wanted to build a sixplex. And as I just did a video with Bill Lightlaw, who made the point that in White Rock, for instance, they agree with the BC government, they let you build it, but you have to build 2 duplexes with a suite in the basement. Well, that is not saleable at a profit. If you had 6 individual units, you know, once you get into the details,
right,
you know, it's a totally different story. I don't want to sidetrack it.
Let's add to that. And Bill's absolutely right. What happens is that, you know, the government wants us to stimulate the building, but they're penalizing the developers, they're penalizing the owners, the principal resident, you know, the owner of the property, because the capital gains and different ways of structuring things. So it's difficult for, you know, and putting it all on the investor to do this, and then penalizing, not incentivizing. And that's a problem. And anytime you penalize instead of incentivize, there's an issue. And I think that's problematic, because you do need people to, like, look what the government did. The federal government said, look, if you're building a rental purpose building, we will not charge GST. Well, guess what all the local municipalities did? They raised their taxes because they basically took the money that the feds were giving to the developer. So there's been no
value. Big deal. The feds said, say, we're not going to give you any money, but in the end, they relented, right? And that's, you can go into any municipality. Look, the municipality has to pay things. They have to buy roads.
Absolutely.
All of this. And that's why Bill 14, when the BC government brought that in, which is right up to the time you get a building permit, they don't tell you what the offsite costs are. Well, that's ridiculous. But because, I mean, I'm going to spend, you know, $500,000 on this lot, but I don't know whether I need to pay $2 million for BC Hydro connections or road connections or sewer connections, right? It's ridiculous. Now, Bill Leitner points out that's why most municipalities don't even talk about it. So you shouldn't buy there. But Burnaby and Vancouver does. So if you want to be in that business, you've got to really understand the devil is not anymore. Yeah, BC government forces them to do it, but it's now the municipality. What are their rules, you know, on floor space ratios and how many stories and all of this stuff? You got to figure it out or you're going to lose your shirt.
Well, and the more clear, and the more clear it is, Ozzy, you're absolutely right. The more clear it is, the better it is, the more the drive and the more the incentive for people to go in there. And that's going to build your community, you know, and that's what the municipalities and the local governments should be wanting to do. You know, streamline it, make it easy, and then the builders will come, the people will come.
So you haven't seen in the Fraser Valley, or at least in your office, sort of a big jump in phone calls?
You know, we did a couple of weeks ago, it seemed, but you know, it just sometimes it just happens like that. September gets a little bit busier than the summer was. You know, the market's definitely, it's still good. If you're priced right, your prices are getting sold. You know, there's two ways to tell if you're overpriced. I always joke about one is that you're getting no showings. The second way is you're getting showings, but no offers. You know, so you have to tweak it. You have to pay attention. You definitely need a realtor that's paying attention. Then let's not try to discourage when you do get an offer. Somebody says, well, that's a low ball. And you've always recommended, hey, try a low ball or a stink bid in these kind of marketplaces. Well, sometimes these stink bids, as you and I chatted about before, aren't really stink bids. They're actually showing you what the market value is.
Well, or you can negotiate, you know, you can say, okay, if you come down a little and you go up a little, all of a sudden there's a middle ground. That's when a realtor, really a professional realtor, earns his or her money. And they need it. There's no question about it, because by ourselves, you know, I want this and that's it. I want this when I sell, or I will not pay, you know, but if we have somebody reasonable saying, well, just a minute. The big thing that people don't realize, I just said earlier, sales are down over last year 20%, but that's not the whole story. In my OzBuzz newsletter, which you can go to ozbuzz.ca, and it's free, if you look at issue 100, or actually 99 and for the last three, I took the year September 2020 to September 2021, and in the city of Vancouver, we had 14,700 sales. Nice. And then we used the same in 2021 to 22 and 22 to 23, and then September 23 to September 24. Well, in September 21, all of a sudden, in September 22, we were down to 11,000 units. Then the following unit, we were down to 9,000 units. And you know, the year from 2023 to 2024 is down to 7,700. 55%. So when people are saying, well, it's not really that bad, well, that depends on what you measure. Those are the facts. And when I take a look at the condos, it's just the same. And it's in Surrey, it's slightly worse in the condo sector. It's better in the single-family home. That was also down over just close to 50%. Now, interesting enough, the prices in both condos and houses actually stayed the same or went up a little, right? So you can argue there maybe has been an equilibrium found, you know, but that's why I'm really interested after and at the end of October, because I have more and more stories now from Maple Ridge, from downtown Vancouver, where the realtor saying, man, you know, I didn't realize they took that offer. I would have bought it myself, right? There's now right. Some of the owners are saying, no, look, I got to move. I want to get out of here. I don't trust what the government is going to do to us. So we're living in an interesting world, but we also live in a world that is fabulous. I mean, I'm looking right now on the ocean. It's just gorgeous. It's sunny. It's beautiful. You're going to go skiing in the summer if you want to. You can go fishing on the same day. I mean, we do like to complain a lot, but we do live in paradise. And so
we do live in paradise. We do live in paradise.
Now making changes on immigration. The government, you know, they're always late, but hopefully they're going to make some goals. And this weekend, we'll find out who's actually going to be our government.
Well, and that's another thing, you know, uncertainty, sometimes a minority government might not be a bad thing, but uncertainty doesn't help, you know, investment in the community by businesses. Also, you know, there's already a lack of confidence out here in real estate, as you said, 50% or 55% drop in sales over since a period of time. That's substantial, you know, and no wonder. And I know you said you haven't seen the prices dropping as much, but you know, locally we're seeing stuff that would have sold here for this much money. Now they're selling for this much money since the peak. But, you know, definitely if you're one of the, you know, and we've had prices that we didn't take an offer because we thought it was still a negotiable thing. They walked away and now we've priced it cheaper than they were previously offered. And we're seeing that in a lot of cases we're coming in. They say, well, Brent, the last offer we had was this much. I said, well, maybe you should have taken that. I mean, here's where the offer is based on the market today. You know, so prices are definitely down.
You need to be close to the market, in particular your area. Just because some guy in Port Coquitlam had a good deal doesn't mean that in Langley the same conditions apply. You know, there may be more product. And right now we talked at length about pre-sales and some of what some of the developers are offering. And somebody said to me the other day, well, what if they don't get enough people to get the financing? Yeah, then they can't build it.
Right.
You get the money back, your deposit was put in a trust account, you know, but you know that you wasted your time, the developer wasted his time. They really want to build. But if they don't get enough people, then they can't build. And that's why there are these incentives.
Well, and if they're giving out a car, I mean, maybe you'll be driving that car and they don't build it, you'll still have the car.
I would think the fine print says you get the car when you
actually. I don't know. Exactly. But, you know, something.
2 years worth of starter fees, 2 years worth of property taxes, plus the $30,000 price reduction. Wow.
Well, and like you mentioned,
the goodness of their heart.
Exactly. Like you mentioned last week, Ozzy, some are paying 12% interest on your money. I mean, that beats the heck out of the bank rate right now, doesn't it?
Anyways, another ear to the ground. Brent, thanks for taking the time. And next week, we're going to have another exciting topic. And if any of you listeners and viewers have an idea of what we should be talking about, particularly where the Vancouver and Fraser Valley and British Columbia areas are concerned, we'd love to hear from you. Put a note in the message down below. And you want to get a hold of Brent, his phone number is there, although his office phone number is there. You never can get a hold of him, actually.
You can get a hold of me anytime. And I'd love to chat with you. Ozzy, thank you. And make sure everybody follows OzBuzz. Keep your ear to the ground, like you're saying, and make sure people are paying attention. Yeah, interesting listening to you last Saturday as well on Michael Campbell as well.
Yeah, we're going to have a great show coming up, and it's this Saturday. It's 8:30, and it's Money Talks. Take care. All the best.
Thank you.